Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the listing price. Is that what the house is worth? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is episode number 19. It's titled Listing Price. Is that what the house is worth? Before we get into that, I want to introduce myself. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties here in the Seattle, Washington area. But if you are not from Seattle, that's okay. Keep listening because this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. We use a little different terms in Washington for certain things, but your real estate professional in your area can help decipher anything that's a little different, right? So, I always recommend working with a real estate agent anywhere you are. If you're in Seattle, you can give me a call. If you're outside of Seattle, you can give me a call or text me or email, and I can suggest an agent, actually, in your area. I do that all the time. For listeners, whether you're in Louisville or Los Angeles or Florida, Orlando, anywhere. I'm connected to real estate agents all over the country. So if you're looking for an agent, go ahead and text me 206-351-9230 or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And so then anything I say on here that you're not quite sure if it works in your area, you have somebody there to work with. And also, if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I want to let you know the first 10 episodes of this podcast are basically a step-by-step how to buy a home. So you can listen to those first 10 if you just need that step-by-step. And then from there on in, we look at different questions that pop up while you're trying to buy a home and answer those. But if you want those first 10, listen to those. And then also, if you want this in this... If you want that in guidebook form, like I have a book that I can send you, an ebook. It's on PDF. I can email that to you. It's the Home Buyer's Ultimate Guide, or I call it the Ultimate Guide for Buying a Home. I can email that to you. Just send me an email at silas@silasgetsreal.com and let me know who you are, what city you're in. I'm trying to figure out where everybody is that's listening to this program. And just let me know where you live, and I'll go ahead and send you the guidebook, and you can use that for references as well if you don't want to always have to pop on a podcast. But yeah, that's about it. That's my due diligence for this. Oh, so a couple things though. If you do enjoy the program, if you could possibly rate it 5 stars on iTunes and leave a review. Just anything real quick, like, hey, I love listening to this. It's been really informative. Love getting inside dirt on how to buy a home, anything like that. If you can do that on iTunes, it really helps spread the word. And of course, if you spread the word, that's the other way you can help this podcast out. Spread the word, tell people, hey, I'm trying to buy a home and this podcast has been really helpful. So do that. And that's it. Okay. So let's get to the topic today, listing price. Is that what the house is worth? Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because it's one of the first reactions people have when they look at a home. They always ask me, is that what this house is worth? What's the, like, you know, they don't. And also, so many people have a reaction that they want to, like, well, that's the listing price, so I can't offer that. I need to offer below that. And so here's the thing. Here's what a good... the way you figure out, is that house worth that much? Is what you do is you check out comparables. And that's what I'll do as a real estate agent. I will look at when there's a house we're going to be able to look at with a buyer. I look at, let's say we're going to go look at a 1,000-square-foot home. It's 3-bedroom, 1-bath. I will look up other 3-bedroom, 1-bath homes probably within a half a mile of that area and what's sold in the last 6 months. That's what an agent's supposed to do when they're looking to list a house. They're going to look at those things. And you get a look at the area, the sort of general price range that everything's worth. And then you start looking at the upgrades in the house. Is it a brand new kitchen? Was everything brand new? What was redone in it? What's old? What's wrong with it? And other thing, you know, does this have a garage? Does this have a yard? Other things. And, you know, you try to find something as close to the house as you can. And you can say, oh, well, that's how much the house is worth. Now, that's what we do. And so that's what I'm looking at as a buyer's agent. When I look at a home, I'm saying, okay, this is what I think it's worth, and tend to think in ranges. That's, you know, it's actually a weird thing. I recently learned in Australia, the way you often a house is marketed, it doesn't have a price like $350,000. Some of them do that, but they'll often do like $350,000 to $400,000. That's the range they're looking at. They think people are going to be bidding in this range. So then you kind of have an idea, oh, that's kind of the area that I was looking at, I think. Or they say, accepting offers over 400,000, because they're saying we're not selling it for less than 400. But if you're going to willing to offer 400 or more, we will entertain an offer. That's how they do it there. It's a much easier way to search. It's actually more practical to how buyers actually think and look. So here in the U.S., we just put a dollar amount, right? Now, the typical strategy that a real estate agent will want to do is like, he wants to hit about what he thinks the price of the home should sell. And then maybe just a little bit below, like just a tiny bit below that, to try to get a lot of people in the house and to try to get multiple offers. So then ideally, if you get a bunch of people in the house and they all suddenly want it and it was priced just slightly under value, then you're going to get a bunch of offers and it'll actually escalate way over the original value that the agent thought it should sell at. So let's see that. Let's say the agent thought it was a $400,000 house. So prices it at $390,000. People are like, oh, this is about $10,000 under, clearly, by all the comps. Like, clearly it's worth that. So you know what? I want this house. So we're going to put an offer for $390,000. And then a bunch of offers coming in, and they panic like, well, we want that house now, so I want $410,000. We'll pay $410,000. So they want to get a bidding war kind of by doing that, right? The thing is, if you price a house too high, like let's say what happens sometimes is usually when a house is priced too high, let's be honest, it's the seller. The seller often is like, no, I want to sell this for $420,000 because Bob down the street, who I compete with all the time in Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations, he just sold his house for $415,000, and my house is better than his, and I want $420,000. So they get the ego in check, and so they price for $420,000. Now, you know, if you looked objectively, you know, Bob had remodeled everything in the house. And the seller for this one had done nothing. And in fact, like had a water leak at one point and ruined half the house. And he did a personal repair on it. Didn't get a contractor, just did everything himself. And it kind of shows. Now that's just ego getting in the way, right? They don't want Bob to do better than them. So they want a price higher than them. What ends up happening is the house sits on the market. Because some people are afraid to put an offer in, or maybe they put an offer in and he refuses. He's like, no, this house is worth $420,000. You coming at me with $405,000? No. And so, yeah, ego completely gets in the way, and then it sits on the market for a long time, and then he eventually has to sell for like $390,000 because he was so off base. And so that's why agents are afraid often of overpricing, because then it just sits on the market too long. And then you're probably going to sell it for like 10% less than it would have otherwise sold for if you'd just been priced right to begin with. So that's So that's what's at play. And then in some markets like Seattle, the last few years on certain homes, certain areas, for a while it felt like every home was a price war, right? I would tell people that we go into a house you know, we're visiting and another 20 couples showed up while we're there. And it's say a $400,000 house. And my client said, well, we don't want to offer 400 to start, right? So let's go in at 380. And it's like, well, no, this house is, you know, this house is well priced. That 400,000, you got to look at this like an eBay auction, right? That's the starting price is 400. This is going to go way over. And sometimes if you price way under, even like with the overpriced ones, even if you go in lower in the Seattle market, they might just ignore you. They're like, well, no, that's way too low. Or if they just did a price drop, let's say they just did a price drop from 400 to 390, and then you come in and I'm like, I want 480. They're like, no, we just dropped to 10,000. We'll wait another weekend or something. You know, there's a lot of psychology in it. Like, but that listing, here's the thing, people get mostly upset about the idea of paying more for listing than the listing price. The house is worth what at least one person is willing to pay for it. The house should be worth what it would be worth for you to pay each month. Some houses will be like, you know what, for $1,500 a month, that'll be my mortgage at that level. I would live here. I would definitely live here. Or maybe this house is $2,500. If that's worth $2,500 because it's right next to where I work. It's going to go. I can go down to the YMCA. I don't have to drive 20 minutes a day to the gym. So maybe that brings you a bunch of value. But if you are in a competitive market, that house is probably not going to go for under. If you're in a market that's known as a buyer's market, that's when you can start looking. You can start looking for lowering the price if the house has been sitting on the market over the average number of days on the market. That's pretty easy to look at. And that's very macro, by the way. In the Seattle area, so I live in Shoreline. If a house in here is on the market 3 weeks, I'd be shocked. If I'm in Linwood, which is only like 15 minutes north of here, you know, I wouldn't be terribly shocked. It'd be unusual, but I could see how houses will slip through up there, or a condo. You know, it depends on the house and the timing. But, you know, just the more into Seattle, the more in the popular neighborhoods, the less likely it's going to be sitting on the market. So if it's extended over, that may be an opportunity to slip under. You want to get a little, there's an opportunity for panic on the buyer when or the seller. They're like, well, this hasn't sold and here's the first offer that we've got. And that's what you want. But what is the house worth? It's worth what you're willing to pay for it. You should try to think. I always encourage people. One, I always say don't buy at the very top if you can help it, you know, of your range, because you want to have extra money. But like, really look to see, like, you know what? I think we're willing to pay between 380 to 400 for a house, with 400 as our absolute max, even if we're pre-approved for like 420. Say 400 and think in that range. Try not to think about, and so look for any house in that range and don't, you know, and then just decide how aggressive you want to be on it. And we've talked about escalation clauses or other things that you can do, how bad you want it. But I think it gives a little more peace of mind if you think in ranges rather than solid numbers, and got to think about that number being very flexible. That listing price is a suggestion, and in your area, there's most people listening to this are probably in seller's markets. It's probably going to go above that. Sometimes because it's a commission business, people think that, like myself or other agents, that we're like, well, we want them to pay max because we're getting a percentage of the sale, so we want them to pay as much as possible. It's not true. For an extra $2,000, you know, in sales price, the commission on that is really, like, what, $60? Like, it's not worth it enough for you to have to pay a lot more money for me. Like, it doesn't make a difference for me. I'd rather you get a lower price and feel good and like me and refer me to other people. So, and that's the mentality for most agents I've ever talked to. They, you know, it's not, don't, they're not trying to push you for higher price to make more money. They may be pushing you for a higher price so you get the home. So just be honest with your agent about how much you're willing to pay, and, you know, and that'll make it smoother. So if you want to know generally a good guess on what the house will be worth, do what I did suggest in the beginning. When you see a house, look at its number, its look at its bedrooms, its bathrooms, check out the square footage of the house. And then look for homes that have sold in that area, or ask your agent what homes have sold in that area, you know, the half mile radius in the last 6 months. Is this house, what's the range we're looking at for this house? That's the best way you can do it. You can do it on your own too, but you can also tell your, ask your agent to do that. But only homes you're serious about. It's a lot of work, actually, for, like, if someone sends me a list of 10 homes, tell me each one. I'm like, whoa, 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 let's narrow this down a little bit. And, you know, I just met you. We got to make sure, I got to make sure you're serious about this. And, oh, there's one other note. And even on paper, oftentimes I like to do the comparables after I've looked at it, because I want to walk in there, because there's a good chance I walked through the other homes in the same area at some point and saw it. You want to walk in each one and go, oh, I get why it's priced that. It's not just online. If it worked online, nobody would need agents. Nobody would need, you know, like, you wouldn't have to leave your house, right? The feel is different. So take your list of homes you want to see on a weekend, go through all of them, and the ones that you're interested in after that day, you know, then maybe start looking like, okay, these three homes, like, are these in the right price range? As an agent, I probably have an idea of the range, and I'm coming into the house just as a, to kind of confirm how close I think it is, once I'm actually in it. But I do have an idea. So there you are. That's it. That's the program. This is a shorter one today, and I'm glad in and out answer that question, right? Thank you so much for listening. If you're in the Seattle, Washington area, feel free to reach out to me. My email is silas@silasgetsreal.com, or you can email, that's my email, or you can text me at 206-351-9230. And again, if you want a copy of that guidebook anywhere you are in the United States, or if you're looking for an agent, go ahead and shoot me a message, and I'll get that out to you, or connect you with somebody who's a perfect fit for you. Thank you so much for listening. Again, go rate me on iTunes. I keep saying thank you. I feel like I can't say it enough, but go rate me on iTunes. Really appreciate it. Okay. Thank you so much. Happy house buying.